All right, well, it was a short night last night, but kind of good to be back home. I think when we talked as a coaching staff and even with some of the players on the way back and today, I think we all felt like we had a good week in Atlanta. They're a good football team, and they do things differently than us, but that's, you know, that's good because we need to see those things, and I think the work against them was very beneficial. We learned a lot and gained a lot of good experience, both in the game and on the practice field. So there are a lot of positives that that came out of the game and the week. There's certainly a lot of things that we can do better. We got a a long list of things that we need to work on and try to fine tune or straighten out, because they definitely present some problems. But I think in the long run it'll make us better. And we're at some point here going to, you know, move along to a little bit more of a conventional week of preparation. I mean, it won't be regular season type, but it'll be closer to that than what these 2 weeks have been, certainly, where we've been working against another team instead of using scout teams to prepare ourselves. So we'll be heading more in that direction and making that transition somewhere here along the line with the Rams and then in the final week against the Giants. So we're a little bit of a transition mode, like I said, coming back here late last night, getting things, unpacked and back to normal, and then trying to have a good week going forward, into next Thursday's game with the Rams.
Bill, your tight ends lined up last night in so many different places. It seems like all of them did. Do they all at this point, or do you ask them to know all the offensive skill positions, or how do you work teaching that with them?
Some we do and some we don't. Some guys are kind of responsible for everything. Other guys are more responsible for certain positions, depending on the personnel groups. And we have it, broken down in different categories. And some players are responsible for all categories. Some players are responsible for both positions in some but not all categories. Some players are responsible for one position in all category, so it's broken up into different things based on, what their abilities are and also how we feel like we can, use them. So it's no real set formula on it, and a little bit of it's kind of as you go. But usually we try to overload them with learning so that we don't have to come back at the end and say, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks down the road, now we need you to start learning something else. That puts a lot more, I think, a strain on the person than if you can tell them up front that you're responsible for, more than one thing. And then sometimes as we go along, we trim that down so that it doesn't, the number of assignments and all doesn't get, overwhelming. But so kind of do it on a case-by-case basis, but probably ask more early, and then we might have a tendency to back off rather than go the other way around.
Following along that vein, Bill, how have Hernandez and Gronkowski done with what's been put on their plate? I guess Hernandez, more specifically, Mike Reese had a good breakdown on the different places he's lined up already. Has Aaron done an exceptional job of processing things?
I think they've both done all right. I think they still have a long way to go. It's not only formations, it's assignments, it's adjustments after the snap. It's technique. I think that, both guys have made progress. I think they both got a long way to go. And again, a lot of things that we've asked them to do are different than what they've done in the past. So blocking schemes, the routes, adjustments are new for them.
Thanks.
So is the offense starting to gain its identity at this point? Is it too early for that, and does it matter if it gains an identity?
I would imagine that during the season we'll probably do what we usually do offensively, which is the game plan our opponent and try to figure out what we feel like is the best way to attack them. So I don't know that I don't think we have an identity right now, and I don't know that we would have any particular one. It would depend on, you know, who we're playing and what they do and what we feel like the best matchups are. Hopefully right now we have a basic installation of things that would give us the flexibility to attack teams as we feel like we can gain advantages on matchups. That's the idea anyway.
Were you pleased with the way, by my count, I think there were 29 pass attempts and 29 rush attempts by the running backs last night? There was talk earlier this week about finding that balance. Were you pleased with the effectiveness and the mix of run versus pass that you had last night?
I thought there were some definitely good things. There were some positives. There were other things that we need to do better. I mean, we lost yardage on 7 of our running plays, so that's not very good. I think if we had 7 sacks, you know, everybody would be up in arms, and that would be, you know, the big story of the day. But you know, 7 running plays that lost yardage, nobody really seems to care about. But what's the difference, you know? So, I mean, I think we can do things better. There were certainly positives in the running games. We had our moments, and then we had other plays that weren't so good. And so I think in probably all areas of the game, not just the running game, but in all areas, we're still working on more consistency of eliminating the bad plays and having more good ones. So that's offense, defense, special teams, running, passing, kicking, returning. I think you could say that for every phase of our game. Coaching, you can put it all in there.
Bill, we've talked a bunch about your guys' tight ends, but they had some success using their tight ends, especially early. Looking back at the film, did you get a sense for how they worked so well underneath? Was it, you know, matchups like getting, you know, Morrell on Gonzalez or something like that, or was it you guys have to cover tighter, or did you get a sense of what made them so effective?
I think they do a good job with their passing game. They've got a good quarterback. They've got good tight ends, and they spread the field, use different spacing combinations to try to create space, and those guys are they're effective. You know, we played a decent amount of cover 2 where we were rolled up on the outside receivers, and you know, Ryan did a good job of working underneath. You know, there were sometimes we felt we could have covered better, but you know, they're good players, and they have a good offense. So there are times they're going to challenge us and we're going to have trouble with them. Hopefully there's other times where we'll give them trouble and not make it easy. So, but they do a good job of that. I mean, Gonzalez is as good as any tight end we'll face, have faced. But you know, they have a good group. I think they have played 5 of them. You know, they're all big guys that can block and catch and give you a lot of formation problems.
Bill, how do you think Derek Burgess and Ron Brace did in their first action of preseason?
I think Derek had a good week. I think he's in pretty good shape, and he's played a decent number of plays or snaps, both in practice and in the games. So I think he's doing okay. Trying to catch up to everybody else in terms of just, you know, recognition and installation and communication and all those things, but he's working hard at it, and I think he's doing all right.
So how will things work for the players the next 2 days in terms of will they be in the facility at all, or do you cut them free for the weekend and have them come back on Monday ready to go?
We'll be back Sunday for probably a lighter day, and then you know, the rest of the week. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly how we're going to work things this week. It's one of the things that we, you know, need to talk about as a staff over the next couple of days. We'll be in Sunday. What exactly we're going to do, I don't know that yet.
And I'm curious, from your coaching career, where you maybe picked up the idea of simulating a regular season week in the preseason to get the players used to what it's going to be like when the regular season comes? Is it, did you pick that up from anyone in particular over your coaching career to do that, or is that sort of standard operating procedure from what you understand around the league?
I would say, from what I understand, a lot of teams do that. But where it was most evident for me was in my first year with the Colts. We had six preseason games, and I'd say after the first preseason game, once we had a preseason game from our opponent, the next opponent, the second team, then those were all kind of like regular weeks. So it was like 5 weeks of regular season preparation in the preseason. That was with Mark Jabroda, and he, of course, brought that wood from George Allen, and that's kind of the way that, from what I understand, George Allen did it. That his preseason games were like regular season games, and so that's the way we did it at Baltimore. So we, by the time we got to the regular season, as a young coach, I certainly knew what the regular season routine was going to be as far as breaking down film and doing preparation work and practice and those kind of things, because that's pretty much how we did it. Not saying everybody did it that way, but that's the way it was that year. So we got a lot of regular season work in preseason.
I was wondering if you just maybe talk about what you saw from Fred and Sammy last night.
I thought Fred and Sammy ran hard. Broke some tackles and showed good vision. Some of the reads could have maybe been a little bit better, along with some of the blocking. As I said, we had some negative plays in the running game, which we want to eliminate. So it's a combination of the backs, the tight ends, the offensive line, and also the quarterbacks. Some of the plays we had were check running plays that could have been called a little differently than they ended up being called on the last scrimmage. So I think all of us coaches and all the players and, you know, even the receivers and their part in the blocking at times, it could all be better. But, but for the most part, that those backs, including Benny, those guys ran hard, and they made some yards after contact. But we need to continue to work on our run reads and coordination with the offensive linemen. You know, back has a lot to do with helping out an offensive lineman's blocks and setting them up and helping the offensive lineman block the defender by his angle and his entry into the line of scrimmage and those type of things. So I think our backs can do a better job of that. I'm not saying it was, terrible, but just I think they can improve on that, and that would help the line block better and help the running game.
Guys, why don't we take two more questions?
So just as a follow-up, I know you mentioned a couple of times the negative running plays, but you had two runs of 20-plus yards last night, and the team only had five from their running backs all last year. What do we take from that last night? Do you put any stock in those at all?
Oh, sure, and it's always good to see them. Yeah. Nobody loves seeing long runs more than I do. I'm thrilled when we have long runs. Long runs, long passes, turnovers on defense, long returns. I love seeing those. So, as I said at the beginning, I think on balance there were a lot of good things. There were some other things that weren't so good that we need to improve on, need to correct, and just need to do a better job of. And that goes for all of us. Start with me and the coaching staff and the players. That there are things that we all need to work on. So it was far from perfect, but there was evidence of some of the work that we had done that it showed up on the game and in the game, and it was productive. So that was good, too.
Bill, how vital is it for these running backs to get reps in the preseason behind the line as they start to build toward the regular season in game situations?
I don't know. You teach everybody to do the same thing. You don't teach one person to block this way and another guy to block that way. Whatever position they play, you teach them the same. We're like every team. We have a lot of competition on the field, guys competing for positions, and not everybody's out there every day for one reason or another, so other people take reps at it. That's how you build your depth, at running back and every other position. So, and I think the main thing is for each player to prepare to get himself ready to play physically, mentally, you know, assignment-wise, recognition, reactions, and all those kind of things, and then to incorporate that in with the his teammates and have a productive unit that works as one. And that happens more during the regular season than it does in preseason. I think you got to be careful about how much you do of that in preseason, because it limits your opportunity to build the depth and give the quality reps to more than one person, which I think inevitably you're going to need more than one guy. So that's kind of the trade-off. You know, we want to do some of that, but I don't think that's more important than everybody preparing and being ready to go and do their job and evaluate your team and making sure that you get the best and the right players, you know, for your squad, rather than trying to say, okay, well, it's the first week of training camp. We know who it's going to be, and we'll eliminate everybody else and just work those guys together. I don't know if that's really the right way to go. So, but we don't do it that way.
So don't read too much into anybody who's in use or disuse at this point in the preseason. Would that be the? I'm thinking in terms of Lawrence. He didn't have any carries, I don't think, last night, and was limited a little bit in the first game. And I don't want to go off half-cocked and make any kind of assumptions that are blatantly wrong.
Well, no, I think he got plenty of opportunities in the first game, and and you know, his role in this game against Atlanta was similar to Fred's role last week against New Orleans. So, you know, we try to give each back enough carries so that he can get into a little bit of a rhythm, and also so we can evaluate his, you know, his conditioning and his stamina and his, you know, running on a continuous basis, rather than let everybody carry three plays a game and four plays a game and, you know, come out of it with 20 or 20-some rushes and everybody gets to touch the ball three or four times. So we tried to give it to a few guys and let them take it and then change the rotation, do it a little bit differently in another game. But again, those guys have gotten a lot of carries in practice too. Practicing against Atlanta, you know, Lawrence got a lot of carries down there, and Fred got a lot of carries in practice against New Orleans. So it wasn't like they didn't get the teaching of how to run and read certain plays. Didn't have all the contact and the tackling part of it, but you know, as far as the recognition and timing and run them and all that, they did that. So
thank you, appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, guys, thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Hulse.
All right.